and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We do love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long, as always, is my producer and sound engineer, co-host Jeff Tigger Earhart. What is upon us? Halloween is a week out. Are you ready? Are you a fan of Halloween?
I think Halloween needs to be longer. I don't think Halloween gets its you know, true justice that it needs. Because Thanksgiving, you know, you get 4 days, and Christmas is about a month, and Halloween is real quick. And it's my favorite holiday, so I think we should extend Halloween.
So I have a question for you, Tigger. What is another name for candy corn? What was the original name for candy corn?
Garbage. I hate candy corn. I hate it.
I like candy corn. You don't.
I think it's terrible.
It was actually called chicken feed.
Well, of course it was.
All right.
It's what it is today.
Here's another one. What would you believe is to be the most popular candy?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Nicely done.
Because that's your favorite.
It is. It is. And the kids have all told me, my nieces and nephews, they will no longer hand me over the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Because you will fight them for them. Keep going. Keep going.
All right. Well, for us, Halloween is a huge one. We actually, we consider it the kickoff to the holidays. You know how it is when it gets to be Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's really hard to get around to seeing everybody. So this is the holiday that Tigger and I host here at our place. And what we do is we do it out in the shop. And I'm bringing this up because if you're somebody like us, or even if you're empty nesters and you're kind of going, man, I would like to have a holiday that I hosted, highly suggest doing Halloween. We do it in our shop so we don't have to clean up the house.
We cover everything in plastic. It's real simple. Real simple.
Very simple. The kids get to carve. The adults have to carve. And the kids are always loving the idea that they get to wear their costumes one more time when they go and visit.
And we have little prizes for the kids and stuff like that. So it's just fun.
And for the adults.
Yeah.
The adults have to compete too. So it gets to be a lot of fun, hands-on. Highly recommend. Give it a try yourself. Now, when it comes to Halloween, how do you feel about spooky ghost stories?
They aren't ghost stories. They're real. They're fact.
So you believe.
1,000%. You know that.
Have you heard about the Bell Witch haunting?
Tennessee.
Yes, it did happen in Tennessee.
Tennessee, long time ago.
1817 to 1821. Get this. A Tennessee family was tormented by an invisible entity that scratched, slapped, and even spoke to them. The haunting was so intense that even President Andrew Jackson reportedly visited the farm and left in a hurry. How creepy is that?
I would love to go there. But no, I mean, I'm a magnet for all that stuff, though. Okay.
Okay. How about this one? I think we've all heard of this before. The Amityville Horror.
Yep.
New York, 1975. The Lutz family fled their newly purchased house just 28 days after moving in, claiming it was haunted by demonic forces. The house had previously been the site of a brutal family murder. Real proof? The original murders were real. According to Ronald DeFeo Jr., the Lutz family passed multiple polygraphs, and the house has drawn countless paranormal investigations. I mean, I think we've all seen the movie at one point
There's been documentaries on it.
Yes.
It's real, folks. It's real.
All right, here's another one. For those of you that are outdoor enthusiasts and love going to Rocky Mountain National Park, Estes, Colorado is the home to the Stanley Hotel. Have you heard about that? Does that ring a bell?
That's The Shining. And that's the famous line by Jack Nicholson when he says, "Here's Johnny."
Yes.
And smashes the door.
Yes. This hotel has a reputation for hauntings, especially in room 217. For any of you that are thinking about heading to Estes next year on your adventures, guests report items moving, ghost children laughing, and piano music playing at night. If you're wondering about real proof, Stephen King's stay here was real, and his experience inspired the novel. Guests and staff continue to report ghostly encounters.
Remember when you and I stayed at the Menger Hotel?
Oh, that's in San Antonio.
And that's across the street from the Alamo, and it's supposed to be haunted? It is haunted. You darn right. I mean, because you and I were hearing stuff in the hotel room, and I heard like people throwing rocks at the window, and I'm like, who's throwing rocks at the window of the hotel?
Tigger literally ended up opening the window and yelling out, quit throwing rocks.
I thought somebody was throwing rocks and being dumb.
And that's when you realized we were three or four stories up. So, yes, the Manger is an experience. I'm going to put it that way. We've been back to San Antonio since that very first time years ago, and we no longer stay at the Manger. However, I got to say, in case you're, a lot of people love to go to San Antonio. That's like a bucket list city to go visit.
Right.
I will say you absolutely have to visit the bar at the Manger.
Yes.
Because for those of you that don't know, history buffs, Teddy Roosevelt formed the Rough Riders there in that very bar.
Now, nothing happened to us in the bar other than, just bar type stuff, right? But when we had supper in the restaurant, that's where it got goofy. Remember when we were doing that?
That was so crazy. Wait till you hear this.
With Tim and Christine, and we were just visiting, and we were talking about the legend of the Manger Hotel, and just like that, you could smell, and it was only around our table, cigar smoke, plain as day. And I'm a cigar smoker, so I immediately was like, what? And Who was cracking open a stogie here?
What was crazy is Tigger went and mentioned right away, do you guys smell cigar smoke? And all of us around the table all said at the same time,
immediately,
we did. Well, I scooted my chair back just a little bit to get out and walked within 2 feet away from the table to go to the ladies' room. No smell of cigar at
nothing.
All.
And there was nobody around us. Nobody walked by. There was no vents. There was nothing.
Yes, because their restaurant is, believe me, it's all these tables in this grand room. It was creepy that just right there was where the cigar smoke was.
So how well do you know your Halloween lore and horror movies? Because your dad was a huge horror movie buff.
My dad lived to scare us kids.
The slashing movies and all that, because a surprise for you, dear, I have a little quiz for you to see how well you know Halloween, and this one is around horror films.
All right. Well, I think
I'm
going to
knock this one out of the park if I was doing it, but this is for you, dear, to see how well you know it.
I think I'm going to need to take a quick break, so let's just do that right now. When we come back, we're going to find out what Tigger's got for me up his sleeve. You're listening to The Ben Show.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. And riding along, as always, is Jeff Tigger Earhart. And this episode so far has been all about Halloween. And I have a feeling Tigger's been putting the pen to the paper and coming up with some trivia for me.
It's not really a trivia. It's a little quiz.
Oh, a quiz.
It's a Halloween horror film quiz.
I don't do well with horror
movies.
This is
kind of in honor of your dad, because he loved scaring you kids and he loved horror films and slasher movies and all that.
He did. It was crazy. He really did love all that stuff.
So we're going to see how well you know Halloween in Hollywood. Okay, here we go. Your first question. Think Silence of the Lamb. Don't look over here. I'm turning this. Don't look over here. Think Silence of the Lambs, okay?
That's one of my favorite movies, I will say.
Hello, Clarice.
Probably can't say any more than that or I'll get in trouble.
Okay, there are two serial killers in The Silence of the Lambs. They're kind of the two antagonists, if you will. What are their names?
There's only one. It's Hannibal Lecter.
No. There's another one.
What?
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Buffalo Bill.
There you go. Buffalo Bill.
I didn't even
Hannibal
think of that.
Lecter. Everybody forgets Buffalo Bill. Okay, now, which author of scary books, don't look over here, holds the record for the most book-to-movie adaptations in the horror genre?
So book authors.
Yep.
Okay. Can you get, I suppose if you give me any hints, I'm going to know right away.
You're going to know
huh?
right away. So just think. Think books well, that are out there. You
authors.
Made reference towards it earlier.
Oh, I did during our daily shows.
Yes.
I referenced this.
Yes.
If you haven't ever caught those, we do yes. do daily shows. Okay. So is this like the author of It?
Yep.
Some of those. I'm
yep.
trying to think what other
yep.
scary movies
yep.
are like that. The Shining.
The Shining.
I talked
is
about The
classic.
Shining.
Or
Stephen King.
There you go. Okay. So you said It, The Shining. Can you name a couple others?
I think he did Carrie. Am I right?
Very good. Think of the rabid dog. Big dog that had Cujo.
I don't remember that one.
That was a long time ago. Pet Sematary.
Oh, I still have never
That's
watched
another
that whole
one.
Movie.
And this one, I don't know if you could consider this a horror film or not, but the one Misery.
Okay.
That was one. So, I mean, yeah,
I
you can,
he did
you,
that
can
too.
You can watch that one at Halloween. That's loud. Okay. The next one, I think these are hilarious movies. You think they're dumb. I think they're funny. So what is used to suppress the evil leprechaun's power in all of... Oh, look here. I'm a leprechaun.
That's pretty good.
Take me pot of gold. Okay, what is that?
All right, so you're talking about the leprechaun franchise,
yep.
and that's got to be the four-leaf clover.
Very
I mean, that's
good.
The only thing that could I could see it being.
Very good. Very
I've never
good.
Watched all those movies either because I can't.
They're funny.
They are not. They're dumb.
I think they're hilarious.
They're dumb.
Okay. Which sci-fi now horror film, it was kind of they meshed the two together, stars Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix. Had to do with aliens. Mel Gibson says, swing away. Aliens land.
The
tinfoil hat.
I completely forgot about this movie. Signs.
Very good.
I'm doing better than I thought
you,
I
actually,
would.
Actually, you're doing really good. All right. Now, this one is an older one. I'm going to consider this one a classic. So think Poltergeist. Carol Ann interacts with spirits through which household electronic item in Poltergeist?
Okay. For that one there, I can just... I've never watched this
They're
movie either,
here.
But yes, I know that classic phrase and I can always remember the trailer for that
and
movie and it's a television,
very
TV.
Good, very good. I didn't think you'd be doing this good. Okay, what kind of mask does Jason Voorhees wear?
A hockey mask.
I didn't think you did that one.
Okay, I actually don't mind the Jason movies. I'll put it that way.
Those I think are dumb.
Those are like slasher movies.
Those I think are dumb. I like the dumb ones. Okay, anyhow, I'm going to tell you the antagonist, and you have to tell me the name of the movie.
Okay, this could be tricky. All right,
ready?
Let's see what we got here.
Freddy Krueger.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Very good. Chucky.
Isn't Chucky Child's Play?
Child's
That's,
play.
I always think
those
they're
the
called
ones,
Chucky, but
those are the ones that I think are hilarious. I love them. I think they're funny.
You
the Child's
love
play
the Child's Play, and I got to give a throwback since we were talking about my dad earlier. He loved the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, the Freddy Krueger, and the whole like hand with all the blades on it. Yeah.
Okay, so we mentioned this one a little bit earlier. Jason Voorhees.
Halloween.
No.
What?
No, that wears the hockey mask.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Jason wears a hockey mask. Yeah, sorry. Got him confused. What movie is that?
Yeah.
Oh,
What is the... The deadliest date in history, Friday the...
Oh, Friday the 13th. Very Duh. Good. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay, so now Michael Myers.
That's Halloween.
That's Halloween. Very good.
I will say I'm not a... The Halloween franchise movies, did you know that they were kind of the official, like, brought on the genre of slasher movies?
Yes.
Did you know
yes.
that? Okay. Yes. Well, I'm not a big fan of most of them. However, I did like Rob Zombie's version of Halloween, if you've not seen it. Yeah, that one's not too bad.
That is that on Netflix?
Good. Go check. Well,
during
check
the break, go check that out. Norman Bates, a classic.
Oh, is that what the... Oh, the Bates Norman Motel.
Norman Bates, yep.
The Bates Motel.
What is the name of that movie? It's an older one now.
Oh.
It's more of a psychological thriller, if you will.
Psycho.
Very good.
You gave it away right there.
Very good. Okay. Psycho. This one, I don't know if you're going to get this one. You've seen this movie, but it has Ghostface is the name of the actual antagonist. Sidney Prescott.
Of course I know this one. This one was all like the rage when I was in college. The movie Scream, yes. Now that I just dated myself.
And I love the spoofs, actually. I do.
You
I'm that guy. I love
that's
the spoofs.
Thing. Tigger will watch any of these movies that have spoofs. He'll watch the spoof before he watches the actual movie.
I love them. But I have to watch the actual movie, otherwise I don't understand.
Hey, we just watched Scream 2 not too long ago, and neither of us had actually realized we'd never seen the whole thing of Scream 2.
I didn't, yeah. I never
four
saw
more,
them.
Five, six more of them.
Leatherface. I don't know if you're going to get this one. This is
this
goes back
this
to the
one.
Like the Halloween era.
Yes, yes, I do know what this one is because I do not do gore movies.
I don't like. I don't like.
So this has got to be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Very good. Okay, you got Friday the 13th. This is another very gory one. I've never seen this, but the antagonist is Pinhead.
Hellraiser.
Wow.
Well, because when that came out, I still can remember the poster at the movie theater.
Everybody's got it in their minds right now. They know exactly the white face with the nails coming out.
Yep. Creepy.
These movies, this is a hint, I absolutely hate them. I don't like these movies. The antagonist is Jigsaw.
I hate these movies, yeah. And I cannot believe there's been that many of them. I know what this is. Saw.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
I can't stand those. That's just, now I have the willies. I'm like, ooh.
Okay, how about this one? Pennywise.
Do you like balloons, Georgie?
Yeah, I can't believe you just did that. I think for Halloween, I should literally put clowns in every
that
window.
That one, I couldn't do that one.
Just to creep you out. What happens if you woke up on Halloween and you know it's dark out now and we get up and there was a clown in every window, Tigger?
I am pulling blades. That's legit. So, okay, now before we go to break, I have a question for you. Could this movie be considered a Halloween movie? And I went to this one in the movie theater, The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, it's absolutely a Halloween movie. How is it not?
Now, The Blair Witch Project, I had to look this up because I knew that it was a low budget, but I had no idea. Now, listen to this. About 20 hours of footage was shot. That's it. It was edited down to 82 minutes. The original budget was in between $35,000 and $60,000 was the original.
That's it.
The original budget, just say $60,000. The final film cost with, post-production and editing and marketing, all that was on the high side, $750,000. So figure $800,000 is what it cost to really put together the Blair Witch Project. Grossed over $5 million.
I was just going to say, movie gross?
Not a bad gem. I saw that one in the movie theater. I was all excited about it, and I was extremely disappointed.
So what year was the Blair Witch Project?
I don't know, Beck. That was a while back.
Because I remember...
1999 is when it came out.
That's what I thought. That movie right there was such a huge one, again, in my early, like... Take me back to my 20s. And that one there, again, was like, you didn't know. Was it real?
Was it not? Everybody questioned if it was true. So there's a list of some movies, if you like the slasher movies, or maybe some of the psychological thrillers, a few that you can watch in this upcoming week, getting ready for Halloween.
All right, folks, as you can tell, we're enjoying fall, and we are rolling through it with Halloween. Stay where you are. We've got more of The Ben Show right after this. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Get ready for this, an unforgettable experience at Cattlemen's Week 2025 Annual Pheasant Hunt, hosted by Jorgensen Land and Cattle. November 20th through the 23rd at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Enjoy world-class pheasant hunting while building connections and sharing insights with fellow cattlemen, women, and industry professionals. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or brand new to the sport, there's something for everyone. Register online at ranchchannel.com or jorgensenfarms.com. Mark your calendars for Cattlemen's Week 2025. Camaraderie, conversation, and pheasant hunting at its finest. Welcome back to The Bend Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. Typically, except for right now, because it's all about Halloween here.
The ghosts, the goblins, the kids that are scared, defibrillators.
You love it all.
I do.
He has been threatening me about how for Halloween, because he's going to take me to a haunted fort for Halloween.
Yeah, and this is what's cool about it is they have, I think it's called Dark Out or something. So the only thing that you get is one of those glow sticks that you got to break. I'm starting to laugh already because you get scared all the time. I mean, I scare you all the time. So I think if anybody's going to pee their pants, it's me, because I think I'm going to be laughing so hard at you going through this. And you promised me. I'm having surgery here in a few weeks back.
Look at you.
This is the only thing that I have to look forward to.
Look at you pulling the sympathy card there. Yes, I do. I get scared so easily, and so do my brothers. And I keep talking about my dad, but that's because I think the guy lived to scare the heck out of us kids.
But didn't he turn your place like into a haunted farm?
Haunted, yeah, the ranch.
The ranch was,
yes,
like haunted ranch.
Like my
haunted
dad is
grain
known.
Bins.
My dad is known even to all of my cousins as Uncle Ron and his haunted horror stories. I mean, he had some of the spookiest ones to go and tell you around the campfire.
I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. Those are wonderful memories.
And he did just that. So in our ranch yard, we have a 100-year-old house, and it was beyond, how do I say, fixer upper, where we could live in it. So we lived in a house right next to it. But that old house, my dad took it and turned it into a haunted house. So much so is that upstairs in one of the bedrooms, think how creepy this is. Like, the flooring was this old flooring.
I know, I grew up in one of these.
Cowboys and Indians. And then he put in there an old bed and a feather tick, and he had cowboy boots sticking under it, and he had a cowboy hat. And if you lifted the hat up, there was this ugly, freaky mask. He would just scare the bejeebies out of everybody. All
so,
right?
Yes, we're going to the haunted fort here.
All right.
On Halloween.
Fine. What about those of you that have wondered where you need to go to for the best ghost and haunted tour in the United States? Have you thought about this?
I know that there are a couple that I joke about defibrillators, but yes, you have to sign a release, a waiver, and there are defibrillators on site.
I've heard about that too.
They're that legit. I want to go.
Well, according to TripAdvisor, they're saying the history and hauntings of Salem and the guided walking tour is the best one in the United States. In case you want to take this in next year, if you can't find your way to Massachusetts, there are many Salem tours out there, but few are as compelling as this one. It's led by a local historian who brings alive the city's history at the time of day you choose. So think about day or night. For a spookier experience, pick a nighttime tour led by lantern light. Visit the Burying Point Cemetery, Witch House, and Rope's Mansion Garden as your guide tells stories of the haunted history of Salem, Massachusetts.
I don't think that that sounds as scary as them other ones, that you got to sign a waiver that if something, you have a health issue, you can't sue somebody and there's defibrillators on site. To me, that's a haunted one. That's legit. So I don't know about this one.
Okay, since I grew up with a dad that loved to scare the bejeebies out of me, I feel like I should be able to tap out on any of these ideas of taking me to a haunted fort house.
No.
And we're going to call this show wrapped for this week, folks. Thank you again for riding along. And remember to keep sending in any questions you might have. Know of something spot worthy for us to share, a recipe we need to test out in our very own cabin kitchen, as well as your area's field reports. We want to see those trophies you're harvesting this year. That number, again, you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you've missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.